The U.S. Supreme Court is set to begin its new term on Monday, and during the next 9 months, we can expect more decisions over divisive issues like affirmative action, voting rights, elections, LGBTQ discrimination. The court also welcomes its newest member, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Vic Amar, Dean and Professor of Law at the University of Illinois College of Law. Thank you so much for your time. Boy, this past session of the High Court offered no shortage of blockbuster rulings. I mean, they expanded gun rights, they reversed Roe v. Wade, curtailed the EPA's power to combat climate change, for protecting religious freedom. Based on that, what are some of the big cases to watch out for this upcoming term?
Well, you mentioned the big areas. There are really five cases. There are two affirmative action cases, one from Harvard and one from the University of North Carolina, that will determine the fate of whether affirmative action that takes race into account is permissible in both public and private universities. Then there are two really big election cases, one from North Carolina involving districting, and that's a momentous case, or could be a momentous case, because the claim there by the Republicans in the state legislature is that the state legislature is not bound by the state constitution when it regulates congressional and presidential elections. So that could have huge consequences in 2020, depending on what the Supreme Court does. Then there's an Alabama case involving the Voting Rights Act and whether Alabama needed to create more majority-minority districts with blacks in the minority, because right now there's only one out of the seven districts, even though blacks make up more than a quarter of the people of Alabama. And then you mentioned a case involving LGBTQ rights and the clash between them and religion. It's a case in Colorado over whether a graphic designer has to provide design services, website services for couples who want to get married who happen to be gay.
Wanted to start with the affirmative action cases. The court last ruled in 2016 that race-conscious admission programs are legal, but of course the composition of the court has changed. Is it just a foregone conclusion that the decision is going to be different this time around?
You know, I would have said yes, except people thought the same thing in 2016. And then Anthony Kennedy kind of did an about-face, and he ended up upholding plans that he was very critical of in earlier cases. So with the addition of Justices Kavanaugh and Barrett, it seems like there are going to be five or six votes to really curtail affirmative action, because Chief Justice Roberts is not particularly moderate on this issue. So I would expect some significant development there. Whether affirmative action will be dead altogether or just cut back is a tougher question.
Let's move on to the voting rights then. Very important for the future of the country, but also for the future of the U.S. Supreme Court. Where do you see them ruling on that?
Well, the bigger of the two cases is the one from North Carolina. And I've written a lot about this issue, and my brother, who's a law professor at Yale, and I are in the process of writing an amicus brief for the court. I'm cautiously hopeful that the court will do the right thing and reject the theory advanced by the Republican legislature in North Carolina, primarily because the theory has no support in what we call originalism, that is the original understandings of the Constitution. And the Supreme Court last term said it's committed to understanding the Constitution by reference to how the words of the document were understood at the time they were enacted. That was true in the Second Amendment case, and that was, of course, true in the abortion Dobbs case. So if the court does not follow through and act in a principled way in this North Carolina case, I think it's gonna be trouble for the institution.
So it appeared last session that a lot of the issues the High Court took up were ideologically charged, and it appears this as well for this term. Is it always the case, or are we just going through a particularly interesting time at the U.S. Supreme Court?
It's always the case that there are several headline-grabbing, hot-button issues. What's changed, of course, is that you have a durable conservative majority that is revisiting some more liberal precedents of the past generation. But, you know, you had the same thing in reverse in the 1940s and 50s when FDR appointed a lot of people to the court, and a new coalition expanded the reach of the federal government, upheld a lot of New Deal programs, incorporated the Bill of Rights and applied them against the state and local government. And then in the 60s, expanded criminal procedural rights. So this is not the first time we've seen a watershed change in the direction of the court based on changes in the membership of its personnel, but it's kind of unusual in our lifetimes.
Well, I have a feeling we're going to be talking to you a lot this year. Vic, thank you so much for your time. Vic Amar, Dean and Professor of Law at the University of Illinois College of Law.